Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of His Word. Come sit with us.
In the Bible, in Isaiah chapter 49, we have a beautiful picture of the love that God has for His people, where He asks a question and He says, "Is it possible that a mother who has cared for her helpless child day and night, is it possible she would neglect that child? Is it possible that even though that child depends on her for life, is it possible she wouldn't care for that child anymore? Is it possible that she would have no compassion for that child and abandon that child?" And the Lord answers that question Himself, and He says, yes, it is possible that even a mother might do these things. But even if that is true, even if that has taken place in your life, even if everyone has abandoned us, we can count on this, says the Lord. I will never abandon you. I will never leave you or forsake you. I have inscribed you. I have cut your name into the palms of my hands. And the Lord adds, to those words of comfort in Jeremiah chapter 31, where He says, "I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you to myself." These are beautiful words, monumental words, words of comfort, words of assurance, words of love, words that belong to us who belong to Him. But we are told in 1 John 3:18 that we are not just to love with the words of our mouth, but we are to demonstrate our love by the truth of our actions, by our conduct. Conduct in our lives. And certainly God has demonstrated His love for us, hasn't He? How? While we were still His enemies? While we were still in rebellion against Him and in our sin, He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die for us on a cross and to pay for our sin against Him. That's love. True love is revealed. It is measured by our actions. And that is the point of Zechariah chapter 8, where God reveals what He has prepared for those that He loves. So the prophet Zechariah says in verse 1 of Zechariah chapter 8, "Then the word of the Lord of hosts, the one who is all-powerful, that word came to me saying, 'Thus says the Lord of hosts, I am deeply jealous for Zion, for the nation of Israel.'" Kanah in Hebrew. "I burn with great zeal for my people." Yes. "With great wrath." Hema. In Hebrew, "with fury," with great fury, "because my people have been oppressed by the nations who do not know God. I am jealous for my people, so I will take a stand for them, and I will judge those who do not know the Lord, but who persecute my possession." So the Lord says, in verse 3, I will return to Zion, and I will dwell in the midst of Jerusalem once again. What encouraging words, especially for those who heard them. God was no longer in Jerusalem at that point. He says he will return. The glory of the Lord will once again rest and abide in the temple in Jerusalem. When will that happen? That will happen in the millennial kingdom of Christ, when he returns to this earth to rule and to reign in Jerusalem for 1,000 years, and then Jerusalem will no longer be called unclean, will no longer be called a harlot, but instead it will be called the city of truth, Emeth in Hebrew, the city of truthfulness, the city of faithfulness, and the mountain of the Lord, the Lord of hosts, will be called the Holy Mountain. Why? Because it will be the home of the Holy God, the home of Christ. Then, says the Lord of hosts in verse 4, then there will be peace. Then there will be safety in the land. Old men, we are told, and old women will once again be able to sit in the streets of Jerusalem and not be afraid. There will be no more terror. There will be no more crime. There will be no more fear. So a man will live for a very long time. And as it says in Isaiah 65:22, he will become as old as a tree. Perhaps some of us feel that way already. And each man, we are told, with his staff in his hand, leaning on his staff because of his age, will be able to walk the streets of Jerusalem. And the streets, says in verse 5, will be filled with children, with boys and girls playing in the streets in peace and in safety, because Christ will rule with a rod of iron, and he will bring justice, and he will bring law and order and truth. But the Lord of hosts says in verse 6, does this seem too difficult to believe? Too difficult for you, the remnant of this people? In those days, this will take place, but does this seem unlikely to take place? Too difficult for you to believe my words? Well, I guess it is for some people, isn't it? But, he adds, will it be too difficult in my sight, declares the Lord of hosts? What is impossible for man is possible for God. Is anything too difficult for him? Thus says the Lord of hosts in verse 7, behold, pay attention to my words. I am going to save my people. Yahsheth in Hebrew. I am going to deliver them from harm. I'm going to avenge them, even from the land of the east, from the land of the west, from the rising of the sun in the east to the setting of the sun in the west. Throughout the entire earth, the name of the Lord will be magnified through my people whom I have saved through the Messiah, through Christ Jesus. And though my people are scattered throughout the whole earth, he says in verse 8, I will bring them back to the land of promise. and they will live in the midst of Jerusalem, and they will be my people, and I will be their God. In truth, he says, in righteousness, in the righteousness of Christ. Thus says the Lord of hosts in verse 9, do not fear. Let your hands be strong. Well, that's a Jewish expression, which means be of good courage. You who are listening to these things, these words in these days, words from the mouth of prophets, prophets who spoke in the day that the foundation of the house of the Lord of hosts was laid in Jerusalem so that the temple might be rebuilt, and it was. Listen to these words. God's word is true. Remember what it was like when you were without Christ? Remember when our life was in ruins? God says, remember what it was like before those days when the city was in ruins. There was no wage. There was no money for man. There was no employment or wage, even for an animal, nothing for him who went out or for him who came into the city. But do you remember? There was no peace. There was no peace. There was no safety. There was no security at all. Because the enemies of God, because of them, the Lord says, and I set all men one against another. There were enemies all around you, enemies from without, enemies from within. But now, the Lord says in verse 11, there will come a day when I will not treat the remnant of this people as I did in the former days, declares the Lord of hosts. The future will be a time of eternal blessing for you who know me. For there will be peace for the seed, for the descendants of the nation of Israel, those who believe my word. And the vine will yield its fruit, and the land will yield its produce, and the heavens will give their dew, the moisture watering the ground at night. And I will cause the remnant of this people who have been freed from the bondage of their sin to inherit all of these things forever. Is this the portion that you have? It is if you know the Lord. It is if you know Christ Jesus as your Savior. And it will come about, he says in verse 13, that just as you were a curse and hated among the nations, O house of Judah, house of Israel, so I will save you and I will deliver you, so that you may become a blessing. Berachah in Hebrew, a gift. You will become a gift to the nations. You will become a gift from God to them. So do not fear. And he says again, do not be afraid. Let your hands be strong. Be of good courage. For thus says the Lord of hosts, just as I purposed to punish you when your forefathers provoked me to wrath because of their sin, because of their disobedience, because of their unbelief, says the Lord of hosts, and I did not relent. What does he mean? He said, I didn't change my mind. I did what I said I would do. So I have another word for you. I have again purposed in these days to do good to Jerusalem. Yatev in Hebrew, to bring joy to the house of Judah. We can believe what the Lord says because he does what he says he will do. So do not fear. You can count on my word to you. I will open the floodgates of heaven, the floodgates of blessing to you. But, he adds in verse 16, these are the things which you should do. Speak the truth to one another. Be men and women of integrity. Judge with truth. Discern what is right with sound judgment, for this will bring peace to your gates, to your house, to your life. Also, let none of you devise evil in your heart against one another, and do not love and embrace deception and slander. For all of these things, he says in verse 17, are things which I hate, declares the Lord. Then Zechariah says in verse 18, the word of the Lord of hosts came to me again, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, the fast of the fourth month, when you mourned concerning the capture of Jerusalem, the fast of the fifth month, when you mourned concerning the destruction of the temple, the fast of the seventh month, when you mourned concerning the murder of the governor, and the fast of the tenth month, when you mourned concerning the day of the beginning of the siege of Jerusalem, all of this fasting, all of this mourning will become joy and rejoicing and gladness, and you will celebrate with cheerful feasts. Instead, you will celebrate for what I am now doing for the house of Judah. So, he says, verse 19, love the truth. Love peace. Love what I love. Bring yourselves into alignment with me, says the Lord of hosts. Your future is bright. Your future is secure, and all of this is yet to come. At the end of the age, the people from many nations will come to you, even the inhabitants from many cities, and the inhabitants of one city will go to the inhabitants of another city, saying, let us go at once to Jerusalem to entreat the favor of the Lord, to seek the face of the Lord of hosts there. And it says, I will go also. So many people and mighty nations will come and bow down and seek the face of the Lord of hosts in Jerusalem in that day to entreat the favor of God. Thus says the Lord of hosts in verse 23, in those days, 10 men from the nations, those of every language and every tongue, will grasp the garment of a Jew, saying, let us go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. We have heard that the Messiah is among you. Yes, he is. Christ Jesus, our Lord. I pray that many people today will say the same thing of us, that Christ is with us and that he is in us. Amen.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.